My name is Gediminas Varvuolis. I'm the Lithuanian ambassador to Belgium and Luxembourg. Traditionally, we say that there is around 3,000 maybe Lithuanians living in Belgium. Still, when I think Lithuania was under the Tsarist Russia, there were already some economic migrants coming to the Western Europe, including to Belgium. Then there was another wave already during the Lithuanian independence period in between two world wars, when we had also economic migrants, but also in particular Lithuanian students studying in various Belgian universities of that time. Then, of course, after the Second World War, there was another kind of exodus, and people were fleeing the Soviet occupation, and some of them, they settled in Belgium. We are very proud of this small and yet very active and solid and well-consolidated Lithuanian diaspora, which is still very active to this day, because now we have new waves of Europeans coming and going, and some of them living here temporarily or permanently. Of these, I would say, more or less 3,000 people, I think the big majority of them, they either work in European institutions or they are family members of Lithuanians who work in those institutions. So new people will arrive, some people will go. Again, as I said, it's a very mobile community. Those people, they do not feel disconnected at all from Lithuania, and I can only be very proud about them.
Hello, I'm Rasa, I'm from Lithuania, I'm 40, and I have been in Belgium now for 8 years, and I'm working for the institutions for European Commission in the field of communication. Belgium compared to Lithuania, or Lithuania to Belgium, both of them, they are small countries, but in Lithuania we have more nature, I would say, more forests, real forests, natural forests and lakes. So this part, I miss it in Belgium. But talking about cities, architecture is different, but I like the difference. I like this difference that I have discovered in Belgium. Little streets that you have in old cities, it's my favorite ones. As a Lithuanian, I don't feel homesick, actually, because I really like this international spirit, not only in Brussels, but in Belgium. And I met a lot of international friends, but of course I keep my Lithuanian friends. Some of them, they moved to Belgium. We have a Lithuanian cultural center, which is a place for seminars, lectures, and also this center is propagating actually the Lithuanian language, which is important for me and for other mixed families, because my family is mixed. I'm married with a French citizen and we have kids speaking both languages. So thanks to this center, my kids can attend Lithuanian language courses.